So Nicky, first win on the board, must be delighted with that.
Yeah, we are. Obviously, we were disappointed not to get it earlier because of how well we'd played in the two previous games, but created a lot of chances, just unfortunately couldn't put the ball in the net, which obviously ultimately you need to do, obviously, to win the game. So that was disappointing, but no, we knew we had two tough away games to come up after them, and to win that one on Saturday against Peterborough, a good side, obviously, like ourselves, looking to probably be up there towards the end of the season. MK Don's the same, so we knew it was two really tough tests, obviously. Passed the first one, and we'll be looking to do the same tomorrow night.
I was going to say that, it's tough going away from home at the best of times, but Peterborough are a decent side, MK Don's will be the same. To win in 1-0, that must be good for the morale within the squad.
Yeah, and obviously could have probably won by more. I think we played really well again on Saturday, and we were quite comfortable in the game up until probably the last 10 minutes where they started to put a bit of pressure on, as you would expect, being the home side, but we stood up to it well, and I thought it was a really good team performance at the weekend, if you like. Everybody played well, obviously, individually, but as a team we were great, and when we needed to, we stood up to it, and I think looking to tomorrow night, we'll certainly need that. I think it will be our toughest game so far, I would imagine, being away from home against, obviously, a team that's just come down and started well and added good players to a squad, which they haven't really lost anyone to, so probably have to dig in tomorrow night, probably more than we have done in the first three. Maybe not have as much of the ball as we've had. So we know what to expect, but with the way we're playing and obviously the confidence we've taken from the first three games, we're going there to win, as we will every week. I'm confident that we can do that.
And I was going to say that, have you had them watched and talked about their sort of threats and dangers?
Yeah, we have. We've done obviously our work on them today. Mm-hmm. With a quick turnover of games, you don't get to do as much as you usually would from a Saturday to Saturday, if you like. So. No, we've seen obviously their game from the weekend against Millwall, where they were two down early on, but they clawed it back. Obviously signed well. Kieran Agard up front, obviously got two on his debut. He looked sharp. So players that we know that we need to be aware of, but we've got players ourselves as well who are playing well at the minute. So it's up to us to go there and play our way and stamp our authority on the game and get our good players doing what we do best. And as I say, it should be a good game. They'll know that we're a good side as well, as of course we know they are. They play the right way, they play good football, and we're a side that we feel we try and do that as well. So it will be a good game, obviously a good test. But winning at the weekend takes a little bit of the pressure off, if you like, going into this one. If we hadn't won that, then you'd say we need to go there tomorrow desperately looking for 3 points, where it's not the case. So we can go there with a little bit more freedom, if you like. And as I say, hopefully we'll come away with 3 points again.
I was speaking to you a couple of weeks ago, Nick, and you said, I was asking you what does Stuart get out of you? He seems to get the best out of you. He gives you the freedom, that sort of thing. How does his sort of training methods compare to Mark Warburton from?
They are different. I mean, obviously they both like to play fantastic football. Mark Warburton is all about, obviously, football. I think we go with the players we have, obviously. First and foremost, we look to play, but we also know we've got good outballs in, obviously. Big James Hansen is obviously an obvious threat of what he is. He's a huge guy, obviously, and he's good in the air. So we know if it's not on to play out, that we've got Big James that we can hit, and we get on the pitch and we work from there and try and play from there. Whereas obviously Mark Warburton would obviously he's just more kind of, we were one dimensional, it was pass and things like that. So they're similar in obviously they both like to play exciting attacking football, if you like. But I think here we know that we have a couple of ways that we like to play and things like that. So there's different, there are differences, but in general, they're quite similar, so as I say, that we like to get the ball down and play.